A group of armed militiamen known as the White Army invaded and launched several attacks last week in parts of Greater Pibor administrative area. The militants are suspected of having crossed from the neighboring Jonglei state. Local authorities say the deadly intercommunal clashes have left dozens of people dead, homes burned, livestock stolen, and tens of thousands displaced from their homes. Abraham Keleng, the information minister in the Greater Pibor administrative area, confirms that Kam has returned after the armed youth voluntarily withdrew from the region.
The security situation now has become normal because fighting started in Gumuruk is currently down a bit. And those attackers, they went back, is still on the way. I don't know exactly the place is staying, but currently they're gone. I have yesterday some of them, they reached Jonglei, and some of them still on the road, on the way. And Morlaeus community is still in Pibor land.
Keleng says the death toll from the both sides of the clashes has risen to 72. He says more than 42,000 people that have been displaced by the fighting are in need of humanitarian assistance.
Figure I have, at that time I just reported 56, but it's now adding 72. But still, we are searching to collect all the things.
Okay.
Because they are now including also women, their death. So that is adding to be 72. Total of number displaced from two counties, which is Gumuruk County in General Old Payam and Kongor Payam in Lekwangule County, 7,716 households and 42,440 individual personnel.
Keleng says some internally displaced people who have fled the conflict in Gumuruk and Lekwangule, including women and children, have arrived in Pibor town. He says some are children at schools and others in open places in harsh weather conditions.
They are lacking a lot of things because persons, they are coming from one place to another place. They are lacking food material, food security needed, and also humanitarian assistance. We need to assist in others within a palace. A lot of things. We inform NGOs, but currently we didn't see what are NGOs done to this community. But we are still engaging the community, the NGOs, to do something.
In a joint statement last week, members of the international community, including the UNMISS, AUMIS, EGAD, the Troika, EU, and RJMEC, called on South Sudanese leaders to urgently intervene to stop the fighting in Pibor. They also want leaders to ensure the safety and security of civilians, as well as unimpeded humanitarian access to people affected by the fighting. They also emphasized the need to investigate and hold accountable all perpetrators of the conflict, including those who are instigating and inciting violence and those responsible for the abduction of women and children. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says vulnerable people in South Sudan continue to suffer the cumulative and compounding effects of years of social and political instability, food insecurity, and climate-related shocks such as flooding. OCHA says the ongoing conflict, including violence at the subnational level, has impacted thousands of people in 2022, leading to multiple displacements, loss of lives and livelihoods. The UN agency says that this has also exacerbated people's chronic vulnerabilities and mounting needs for life-saving humanitarian assistance and protection. In 2023, a projected 9.4 million people in South Sudan will need humanitarian assistance and protection, as will nearly 3 million people who are expected to face physical violence, including rape and other forms of gender-based violence. Protracted displacement has affected over 2.2 million people who are not able to return to their homes. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.